Conor McGuire, shake my hand, fella. That's a fantastic night last night. You provided followers of your club with, and really followers of rugby league. And from your own personal point of view, that Harry Sunderland Award, what did it feel like?
Yeah, just really special night. I think Old Trafford's just got so many great memories as well. And to be honest, we were a bit nervy and a lot of emotion flying around last night with obviously with the lads leaving. And you know, I think, you know, what we've been through this year, we had a bit of a rocky last few weeks as well, and just kept fighting really. And to be able to come out on top last night, all the effort that the lads put in, you know, really deserved, and just a really good feeling.
It could have gone wrong, I suppose, when Joe Burgess got over for that early try that got them on the up. But it was good that you hit back so soon, and of course you got on the end of that first try. Yeah. Was that planned sort of move?
Yeah, I mean it would. To be honest with you, I mean, what's been speaking to it about Kev, I'd seen Bowen was moving across quick to look after kicks, so I said if there's an opportunity, kick it back inside. So, and you know, the little things like that you talk about in practice, you know, they don't come off every week, but it's nice when they do come off on the biggest stage. And you know, Wigan are a good team, and you know, I thought we started the game really well, and then they broke away and scored. So, but we just held our nerve all year. We've done that all year. We just held our nerve and got ourselves back into the game. And again, Wigan went back in front second half, but again, we just held our nerve and managed to sneak it at the end.
And so many times over the years, people have thought of Danny McGuire as an out-and-out support player. You've shown us a lot more to your game in this last couple of seasons, I think. But second try was sort of archetypal Danny McGuire getting on the end of that inside ball again.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this year, and even the last few years, just having a bit more of a... what can I say, a bit more of an important role within the team, a bit more of a leadership role, an organisational role. And you know, I think I've enjoyed it. I think, you know, I'm playing as well as I've ever done, really, to be honest with you, and really know my role within the team, and when you're enjoying it, you end up playing well. So loved it last night and really enjoyed this year.
It's in the scorebook now, but Joel Moon's try, knock on.
I actually felt that when he tackled me, he knocked it out of my hand, so I was quite confident it was a try. And you know, throughout this year we've had a few things that have gone against us, and you know, you get things that go for you, and it normally evens itself up. So, you know, I'm not one to complain or one to gloat when it does go for you. So, you know, we just got a call for us on that night, and obviously we're really happy to get that call.
And when you consider that scoring 6 tries in 8 finals now yourself at Old Trafford, that's 6 tries, one more try than Josh Wallace has got in his entire career. For him to come up with the winner there, fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant. Josh, he's had some ups and downs this year. Josh, he's probably not played as many, you know, probably not kicked on as much as he would have liked after a good first season with us last year. And but he's stuck with it. He's trained hard. He's kept, you know, he's never sulked. I've never seen Josh sulking. He's always kept his head down. And you know, he obviously wants more game time, but obviously gets an opportunity in the final and scores the winning try. So he deserves a lot of credit for that.
And that must have seemed like an eternity after Kevin kicked the goal to put you in front.
Yeah, it just seemed like we were. You know, I think we were just hanging on there towards the back end, to be honest with you. And, you know, we could have kicked a penalty goal to put us 4 in front, but I think it was the correct decision to run it and back our defence. Our defence has been, you know, pretty solid in these playoffs, and just the determination within the team not to lose is, as everyone could see that, and it's just really nice when the final also went.
Going to say, what was that feeling like?
Yeah, brilliant. It was brilliant. And I look for JP, I look for Kev, and look for Kylie, because, you know, they're the guys that you wanted to, you know, you'd be able to hug and enjoy that moment, we really saw. But it was special. It was really good. And you've just got to savour their moments, haven't you? Because, you know, you don't know when your next one's going to come around. I've been fortunate enough to be involved in a few, but you just want, you know, minute after the final whistle is the best feeling, without a doubt.
They've obviously finished, and I'm not trying to write you off when I say this, but the end for you is not that far away now in terms of seasons. Captaincy is up for grabs. Fancy that now, to lead the side for the next few years?
I'd love to. I'm not sure where how Mac feels about that, or what Mac's decision is going to be, and whether I am or not, or, you know, probably won't change the way I go about things. It's, you know, I still feel like I'm a leader within the team, and if it means I'm captain or not, you know, honestly, you know, it'd be nice, but it wouldn't really change anything. So I'm just going to do what I do, enjoy a little bit of a break now, and then get back into pre-season, and I look forward to next year.
That last night, the best night of the lot?
I don't really want to say that, because you normally, every time you win something, it's always the best feeling that you've ever had. And but it was good last night. It was really good, and they're all special for their own different reasons. When you're playing great teams with great players, you know, it's always special. But you know, last night was good, just cementing the treble as well, which made it even more, you know, even more special.
Danny, you've been a joy to watch. You will continue to be so. Thanks for all your input with Leeds Rhinos and from us at Radio Yorkshire. Many thanks and many
Cheers,
congratulations.
Mate. Thank you. Cheers, John. Thanks, Paul. All right.